Greetings to everyone listening to this. Under the Law of One, this is Ra. Now, I'm here to share the traveling that I had through space and time. And I had to write it down and also decipher it because it has a lot of parables and metaphors in it. And I thought I should actually give it time for me to break it down for you all. This is the last update for the solar eclipse before it happens. And before I proceed, I know that in South Africa, people are thinking that this won't actually impact them. And let me assure you that even though the shadow government makes sure that people don't actually interact with this energy, the energy will linger and it will affect everybody in this world, including the fact that even though it doesn't actually show in other countries, the energy will still proceed in affecting everybody, either positively or negatively. So this is beyond your understanding, but I'm glad that you're listening to this for you to understand and understand what is to take place. Now, I was traveling and I saw everyone being drawn by the oceans in South Africa. There was a shady government that wanted people to pay 4,000 rand in order for them to have access to the oceans. I looked beyond the shady government that was blocking access. What I saw was a crossover path for people to be on the other side for safety. Because of the short time, I had to think of a solution so quickly. I decided to kneel down with one leg. I touched the ground with my right hand and blocked the shady government from having control and access anymore. The only way to do that was to stop the water from being under their control, and I opened the gateway in the same spot for everyone to use to be on the other side. People were running away from something, and because of the gateway that I opened, everyone looked at me like I was their savior. They were very shocked and moved by what I did, so they were able to cross over. Now, powerful royal healers had me surrounded. They were like my armor, and I saw them assisting everyone for safety, as well as entering the gateway. More people were running away from something. I looked around, and before me, there was darkness covering the woods, coming our way, and I was told, to go face the darkness before it consumed everyone, just to buy some time for everyone to use the gateway so they could access the way to the crossover. I was rushing everyone to go for safety, and as I faced the darkness alone, the whole sky turned very dark, but people crossed over. Now, let me explain what this is all about, because some of it is in parables and metaphors. I had to reflect on this trip and make it make sense enough. If I don't explain it, I am afraid it will confuse some of you. The key factors I will explain here in detail are the ocean, the 4,000 rand, the shadow government, myself in this traveling moment, the royal healers, and the darkness. All of this has to do with the solar eclipse that's coming as an after effect that will impact so many people in this world and all the chosen ones. Now, what is the Now, what is the ocean? The ocean consists of a large amount of water. And what does water represent? Alignment, rejuvenation, and new beginnings. It's more like a spiritual shift. What does this mean when everyone is drawn to it? It's the Aquarius age that will impact the world through the solar eclipse. And the shadow government is trying to block that path from happening because they know what this will do to the system. Let's move on to the 4,000 Rand. This one was a bit tricky because it didn't make sense why the government would make people pay for this crossover. So this has nothing to do with the money, but the return of the 144,000 chosen ones or their rise during the solar eclipse. So the government is blocking the pathway for the 144,000 chosen ones not to cross over because they know what this will do and how it will alter their DNA, which is to activate their true will in this world. It goes even deep because the 144,000 are so important, they will be the reason why the rest of the world awakens after the solar eclipse. Because I am telling you, after the solar eclipse, the energy of the 144,000 will be at play for change through natural chaos and earthquakes all over the world in order for peace and awakening to prevail, leaving some behind who refuse to be conscious and leave from the pure essence of love and take the ones who have been preparing themselves to the fifth dimension physically before the solar eclipse and after. Because I will tell you that even though you were not part of this spiritual movement all these years, you are yet given a second chance to do it after the solar eclipse. This solar eclipse is coming for those who have been sleeping, especially all Christians. And unfortunately, there won't be any other chance. You will have to wait another 1 or 10,000 years to get this opportunity again. You will live your entire life reincarnating until you are lost. You will live your entire life reincarnating until you are a lost soul forever, because you might not even get the opportunity to finally wake up and be where you are meant to be. So I'm advising everyone to consider how many chances you keep getting for this to happen. Now let's move on. Who is the shadow government? Everyone must know this one, but I'll explain. The shadow government is those behind the scenes, the power at hand. The shadow government is those behind the scenes, the powers at hand, and the dark forces that influence your government to keep you under the matrix and asleep. They control their system through two programs. The first program is spiritual, with the influence of agent, spirit, technology, reptilians, ultra MK, and clones. The second program is governing everyone under the umbrella of made-up policies and laws using tools like the government, religion, education, and false doctrines. And to further brainwash people, they use entertainment and secret societies to keep people under fear and control, using celebrities all over the world. So the shadow government will be everywhere with this. So the shadow government will be everywhere with its laws and agents to try and block this ascension. NASA and CERN included, because it plays a vital role when it comes down to confusing and reversing things during this celestial event. Now, let me explain, me being part of this, what it actually means. In this case, I am representing all spiritual teachers who oversee that the planet goes through this awakening process. By doing so, it is to make sure that through sacred knowledge teachings, everyone starts to awaken and find their own path, because the global ascension depends on it. Such people have the cosmos intelligent, ancient souls under a specific incarnation alignment and ruling star to govern certain people that are very important during this awakening stages. Some of these beings are ascending masters and ascended masters who have attained Christ consciousness and beyond through their past incarnations. Some are placed per country and region to govern awakening seeds. That is why most of the time you see me in your dreams. Now, although this was taking place in South Africa, it was a representation that it will affect the whole world. Don't get me wrong. What happened in the traveling took place for real, and I happened to play my part in South Africa to make sure part of the 144,000 cross over. The royal healers, also known as the traditional healers, are part of the awakening process that impacts this world, and their assistance in this traveling was a confirmation that they have been playing a significant role in this world to assist all those who are sleeping to wake up in time and cross over. Their role is important because they are also ancient souls in this world to help prepare all people on this planet through the healing process of their past DNA to break generational curses through meditations and other forms of spiritual techniques to ensure this brings about an alignment through the forces of Mother Nature and all five elements. I want to clarify something before I move on. There is no difference between the royal healers, ascending masters and ascended masters, including the 144,000 and the awakening seeds from sleep. All of them are equal. The difference are just responsibilities and spiritual paths. So there is no one that's greater than the other. We all have a common goal, and that is to... So there is no one that's greater than the other. We all have a common goal, and that is ascending, because Mother Nature depends on it to save everyone, so she can take her children to the next stage of the awakening dimension shift. Let's explain the darkness. The darkness is the true return of the solar gods and the goddesses that possess the cosmic light during the solar eclipse. It is more like a rebirth spirit through the three stages of the darkness for the earth to be reborn again. During this stage, alignment will force everyone to either upgrade through their spiritual practice attuned to higher vibrations or downgrade through ignorance and living life from a low vibration. The after effect of it will alter everyone's DNA in the year 2025, and this will cause solar flares to affect everything and everyone, organic and inorganic. And this will be a separation stage, not through race or color, but consciousness levels through frequency and vibration. But keep in mind that the shadow government is willing to use the darkness to their own advantage, to confuse the masses, to instill fear with the false alien invasion, Project Bluebeam in the sky, and the false messiah. And that's where NASA or CERN comes in. My question is, are you prepared? Whatever answer you have is between you and your God. Keep it to yourself. The truth will set you free. Love and cosmic light.